Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Valentine moves to third. Casanova moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Casanova scores. Cullen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard, who is chasing the ball. Askew reaches third base with a triple. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Tiant reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. It's 2-1, Senators. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tiant scores. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-1 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Alves moves to second. Bob Priddy now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-1 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen strikes out. One out. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Askew. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan pinch hits for Bob Priddy. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein has May trapped. There's the throw to Casanova and over to McMullen, who tags May for the out. Alvis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Lee May now playing left field. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Epstein moves to third. Bob Allen now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Askew to Alvis. The throw back to home, and Epstein is out at the plate. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Allen pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cullen. The throw from Askew and he is out, Salmon applying the tag. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-4 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Howard now playing right field. Fred Valentine now playing left field. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Bob Allen. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Cox now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. May moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentine moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Valentine moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for George Culver. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Salmon scores. Askew moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.